Good afternoon. Let's call this meeting of the Senate Resources Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it is 3:39 p.m. on Monday, February 9th, 2022, and also that we have a quorum present today. Our Senator Stevens, Senator Von Imhoff, Senator Kawasaki, Senator Keel, Senator Machicki, and myself, Senator Rivak. Staffing the committee today, our Resources Committee aide Inti Mile Harbison, LIO moderator Talia Ames, and Juliana Singh from Records. Thank you all for your service. At this time, I'd like to remind everyone to turn off your cell phones. For those on Teams, please keep your computer muted until it's your turn to speak. Thank you very much for that. Today's agenda consists of governor's appointees, two of them. One, Big Game Commercial Services, Clay Nordlum from Kotzebue, appointed 6/25/2021 and term expires 3/1/2022. Reappointed 3/1/2022, the term will expire 3/1/2026. And second, the Board of Game, James Cooney from Eagle River, appointed 7/15/2021. His term would expire 7/1/2024. And we're going to jump right into it. First, we'll start with Mr. Nordlum for the Big Game Commercial Services Board. Mr. Nordlum, if you are online, please give us your name, put yourself on the record, a brief description about yourself, your background, and tell us why you're interested in serving.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Clay Nordlum. I'm from Kotzebue, Alaska, in northwest Alaska. I'm a not a shareholder, Air Force veteran. I grew up here in Kotzebue, gold mining and flying. I have a private pilot's license. So I've run around this whole area and hunted and fished and done a whole lot of really fun stuff. I lived in Anchorage for about 10 years and did a lot of outdoors and hunting and fishing down there. So I moved back to Kotzebue about 10 years ago and am raising a family and getting more involved with my community and the state. And this is the reason I'm getting on this board.
Well, thank you very much. We have a question from Senator Von Imhoff.
So you're a private pilot's license, and you fly in and around the Kotzebue area, and you can see, do you land, and or of course you land, do you hunt with your airplane, do you sightsee with your airplane, what do you camp with your family with your airplane, what do you do with your airplane?
All of the above. It's been a few years that I've flown because, well, financial stresses, but I did all of those. I used it for hunting, fishing, getting out to our mining claims down about halfway to Nome, taking the family out until, well, we had to buy a new house, and we are kind of consolidating our expenses, so the plane's gone now.
Thank you. I think, Mr. Chairman, I just think that he put it on his application, and I think that is an asset, especially in those remote locations, to be able to see the state and be part of the land and actually touch the land and experience it. So thank you.
Thank you, Senator Von Imhoff. Other questions? Well, Mr. Nordlum, I appreciate your service in the military. So much like aviation is important to Senator Von Imhoff, I'm sure I can speak for everyone here. Military service is good to see, so we thank you for your service in the Air Force. Could you tell us a little bit about that? How long did you serve? What were your experiences, and where were you at?
I was shortly out of high school. I signed up for the Air Force. I joined as a security forces member, which is base defense and policing. After training in San Antonio, I was stationed in California for a year, where we went to Saudi Arabia on a three-month tour. Also in Korea, and I finished my career off after 4 years in Anchorage at El Mandor.
Well, that's great, Mr. Nordlum. Again, thank you for your service. I have one more question. What do you hope to bring to the board? What interests you about serving? Could you tell us more about what you hope to add in terms of value to the board?
Yes, I believe I bring just a level-headed approach where I love getting out in the country and using the land that we are provided, whether it be in the national park, on private land. Like I said, I'm a Nana shareholder, so there's a lot of land tied up with the Native corporations, which that's basically what I hope to bring to the board is a voice speaking for rural Alaska and the challenges that are faced with land out there.
Well, thank you. Senator Keel has a question. Go ahead, Senator Keel.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Nordlum, sort of a follow-up on the chair's question. Any issues facing the folks that this board keeps an eye on that you particularly hope to dig into? Any particular challenges you see for those commercial service providers or the industry?
Well, specifically in our area, Unit 23, there's been a reduction in the caribou population, which is always an issue. It's brought up to me quite often about that specific issue. But like I said, I also have experience all over the state. I just want to be able to be that voice for people that sometimes don't feel heard.
Thank you. I'd like to welcome Senator Bishop to the committee. Thank you. Do we have any other questions for Mr. Nordlum? No? All right. Mr. Nordlum, again, we appreciate you being here to testify on Teams. We appreciate your willingness to serve the state in this capacity. And thank you for your testimony.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. We're going to move on to Mr. Cooney for the Board of Game. Mr. Cooney, if you could please put yourself on the record, give us a brief description about yourself and your background, and why you're interested in serving on the Board of Game, what values you'll bring.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the Resources Committee. For the record, my name is James Cooney, and the following is a little bit about myself, my experience and qualifications to serve as a member of the Board of Game. I moved to Alaska in 2004 after graduating from Gonzaga University with a bachelor's degree in business administration and being commissioned as a second lieutenant in the United States Army. I began serving as an active duty armor officer with the 172nd Striker Brigade combat team at Fort Wainwright. Alaska was my first choice of duty stations because ever since I was a young boy, I dreamed of hunting in Alaska. After serving a 16-month tour in Iraq, I returned to Alaska and made the difficult decision to not pursue a career as an Army officer. Instead, I bought a home in Eagle River and chose to pursue my childhood dreams of hunting in Alaska. I was honorably discharged from the Army after 4.5 years of service and began working as an Army civilian for the U.S. Army Alaska headquarters, where I still am working today. Between my military service and government civilian service combined, I have about 17.5 years of service working for U.S. Army Alaska. Throughout my 17-plus years in Alaska, I've tried to hunt whenever time away from work has allowed me to. Hunting has always allowed me to see places in the state that I would have never otherwise had the chance of seeing. And most importantly, hunting has allowed me to establish relationships with people that I never would have had the chance to meet. My passion for hunting in Alaska and the core value of selfless service that I learned in the Army drove me to begin volunteering with the Safari Club International Alaska Chapter and the Alaska Wild Sheep Foundation in order to help raise money for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game for wildlife conservation. From 2015 to 2017, I volunteered to serve as a director on the board of the Safari Club International Alaska Chapter. And from 2017 through the present, I volunteered to serve as a director on the board of the Alaska Wild Sheep Foundation. over the past seven years, I'm very proud of that. My volunteer work has helped raise money that has gone directly towards the Alaska Department of Fish and Game for wildlife conservation. I'm here today to ask your consideration of my appointment to the Board of Game so that I may take the next step in my effort to serve the state in conserving and maintaining its wildlife resources. Thank you for your consideration today.
Well, thank you, Mr. Cooney. In full disclosure, I served on the board with James, and it's interesting. I had not seen your resume prior to this, and I did not know that you were an Eagle Scout. With the Boy Scouts of America. I didn't know a few things on here. It's an impressive resume. Thank you for your service to our nation and to our state as well. Do we have other questions for Mr. Cooney? Yes, Senator Kawasaki.
Yep, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thanks for your service, Mr. Cooney, and thanks for your service in Fairbanks, actually. Just a couple questions. We have the public official financial disclosure, and you disclose a number that's a 509 area code. Do you currently live in Alaska?
I do. Yeah, I live. I bought a house in 2007 in Eagle River, and I've lived there ever since, with the exception of 1 year where I volunteered as an Army civilian to go over to Afghanistan and serve over there alongside the soldiers in the U.S. Forces Afghanistan headquarters building.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the POF, the Public Official Financial Disclosure Form, it has an interest under your address and it's blank. Is that it's 100% ownership, or is it a something other than that, I guess, is the question.
Through the chair, yes. The only property that I have is just my place in Eagle River, and I've lived. That's the. I think on the disclosure, that's what I meant to put down. So I'll have to correct that if that's not what it says.
Yeah. Super. Thank you. I guess the last question, the most important question, is: are the Zags going all the way in the March Madness?
that's the hope this year. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that they'll be there this year again and then competing for another national championship.
Right on. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And thank you, Mr. Cooney.
Thank you. Excellent question, Senator Kawasaki. Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Cooney, appreciate your service. Thank you, joining the other members of the committee in saying that. I noticed that it says on your resume, I think, 9 years as an assistant hunting guide. Elsewhere, it says, I think, 2014, 2015. Can you just clarify, when did you work as an assistant hunting guide and maybe which units or species?
Through the chair, thanks for allowing me to clarify that. So I've held an assistant guide license, I think since 2011. I can't remember exactly which year I started, but to answer the question specifically, I have about 1.5 years of guiding experience. I guided approximately six hunters between the spring of 2014 season and the fall of 2015 season. The units that I guided in was in the spring of 2014 was GMU-9 for brown bears, and then out on the Mulchetna River in the fall that year for grizzly bears, and then in GMU-19 Charlie for sheep that fall also, and the next year in 2015 just two clients for sheep and GMU-19.
Senator Keel.
Thank you. And then I look back a little ways, and I saw several years back you drew a muskox permit. Did you get a chance to hunt it? I'm really jealous.
through the chair, unfortunately, that was not me. That was my father in Spokane, Washington, and he. We do have the same name. And due to COVID, we weren't able to to go up there to Nunavak and hunt that. And it was really a bummer for me just because hunting with my dad is probably one of the more special things that I'm able to do in my life. I'm pretty lucky that him and I have had quite a few hunts together, and really, you know, he was a huge motivation for me to get into hunting and then ultimately into this wildlife conservation, which is, I had no idea when I started it would become such a passion, but it has. But unfortunately, we didn't get up, we weren't able to get up there and hunt that permit.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With that, I can be sympathetic to Mr. Cooney and his father instead of bitter.
Any other questions? I guess I have one last one. Mr. Cooney, serving on the board of Safari Club International, you were one of the more active members, putting a lot of your own time into the board. Could you explain, you know, what kind of experience that you gained from those years, and how you intend to apply that on the board? What are some of the things that you want to do?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I think probably the most important piece of experience that I gained during that time was building relationships with not only locals here in Alaska, but other folks that are like-minded to that are interested in conserving wildlife. The main thing that I did back in that day, or back in my time there, was I was just a volunteer for the live auction committee, and really what we did was go around and solicit donors throughout Alaska and lower 48 to get, well, and overseas as well, in Africa and well, and we were able to get donations to help put on our live auction banquet and raise money basically for the conservation. So, but I think during that time, just meeting the different people that all have the same interest in mind to protect the resource so that that regenerative capacity can live on indefinitely for the state of Alaska. I think that's really what I took away from my volunteer time. And back then I really didn't know what I was getting into, or even I didn't have an idea that this is what, you know, the next step would be for me. And so really, I think that probably was the biggest thing, is just being able to build relationships, listen to people, which is what we've, you know, done recently at the January Board of Game meetings, by just listening to the public, listening to the ACs, listening to all the other submitted testimony as well, having a good understanding of what those proposals do and then how they're going to impact sustaining that wildlife resource for future. So I guess that's the best way I can answer that question.
Well, thank you. James, any other questions? Senator Bishop.
Thank you, Mr. Cooney. Thank you for stepping up to the plate and putting yourself forward. It's to be commended. Question number one is, what's your philosophy on antlerless moose hunts?
Through the chair, you know, I think antlerless moose hunts are a good tool for the specific units that they're approved for in order to control some of those moose populations. I think we just had a couple of those recommended by the department recently in some of the units where the cows are a little overpopulated. And so I think anytime you can use the antlerless moose permits or those hunts as a tool to control the resource so that you don't have overgrazing, which can sometimes lead to potentially disease or even just or a die-off from starvation, I think it's good. And so I'm supportive really of most of the tools that we as a board and then as the department has or recommends to us to try and help just sustain a good healthy population in most of the GMUs.
Are you one that would follow up?
You follow up.
Are you one that would take the department's information on face value, and are you willing to ask questions and dig deeper on the data?
Through the chair. No, absolutely. I think you hit it on the head there. That it's, you know, sometimes the department provides a lot of information, and I really think it's incumbent upon the member on the board to take a look at it objectively and look at everything that they're providing to you before you're making decisions on the proposal. I think one of the reasons that, you know, the board has worked so well in the past, it's had a lot of really smart members that take a look objectively at all the information they're receiving, both from the public and then the ACs, obviously, too, and then obviously from the department, from their statistics. And then you have to make, you know, sometimes some really difficult decisions to decide, is there going to be a biological impact on the resource if you support a specific proposal or not? And so I guess the way I would answer that is, you know, there's a lot of times that you take into consideration what the ACs are saying in the local area, because sometimes the department's information can be outdated. And so then you're leaning on the ACs to try and give you a better look on what's actually happening on the ground, because a lot of them, they're there every year out there in the units, and they're seeing exactly what's going on.
Okay, thank you. No further questions.
Thank you, Senator Bishop. Other questions? All right. Thanks again, Mr. Cooney. To echo my friend from Fairbanks, thank you for your willingness to serve the state in this capacity and for all the other charitable work you do and your service. We're going to move on. We're going to take a brief at ease. All right, we're back on the record. We're going to move on to public testimony for both applicants. Public testimony is now open. Is there anyone online who wishes to testify on Mr. Cooney or Mr. Nordlum? I don't see anybody online. Is this verify it? No, there's nobody online or on the phone. Is there anybody in the room who would like to testify? All right, seeing none, we're going to close public testimony. Public testimony is now closed, and at this time, I would entertain a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the following named appointees for the Big Game Commercial Services, Clay Nordlum, and Board of Game, James Cooney, be forwarded to a joint session of the legislature for consideration.
Are there objections? All right, seeing none, the motion passes. For the record, in accordance with AS39.05.080, a signature on this report does not reflect an intent by any of the members to vote for or against the confirmation of the individuals during any further sessions. We will please stay after to sign the paperwork and wrap up. Thank you all for your attention today and to our presenters. We appreciate it, and staff. Our next scheduled meeting will be Monday the 14th to review SB 180. The meeting will be noticed with the Senate Secretary, and a reminder will be sent out to members. This meeting is now adjourned at 4:03 p.m.